I'm speaking with Paul Brooks, project manager for commercial grain systems with GrowMark Incorporated. And we're talking today about a new type of grain dryer, a commercial grain dryer. So, Paul, why don't you talk about what's different about this grain dryer?
This particular dryer was originally designed and manufactured in Europe, in the England and French areas. It was designed to be more energy efficient and also taking consideration of emissions for sound and dust. This type of dryer is what we call a mixed airflow dryer, which essentially has a better, higher efficiency of drying grain using fuel and electricity to create the heat and to run the air to the dryer versus our conventional ways of drying corn, what we use as a cross airflow dryer in the United States.
Okay, now tell me about right now you've got it. This is part of your Total Grain Marketing grain partnership, and you've got one already complete in Illinois. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is located in Neoga, Illinois. Was installed last year before harvest, and it was the first of its kind by this manufacturer, Chief Industries, located in Kearney, Nebraska. They own the rights to the dryer that's being manufactured in Chief, UK, in England. And so we took the opportunity to bring the dryer to one of our facilities at Total Grain Marketing, which they had a need to dry about 4,000 bushel an hour. And they were interested in certain options they couldn't get with other dryers offered in the United States.
Now, I understand that there's something unique about this, and that is an organic aspect to it. Now, is that for both the one in Illinois and the one in Nebraska, or just the one in Nebraska?
Since the installation in the dryer at TGM in the Neoga facility, we since worked with Chief Industries to get the manufacturing of the dryer in their Nebraska plant, and in the meantime we actually sold a dryer and go start installation here in July for a company located just south of Kearney, Nebraska, who produces specialty grains, the organic type crops for special needs. This particular dryer will be drying blue corn for blue tortilla chips for Anderson. When you're working with specialty crops where you're getting a higher premium for the grain, it's very important that the way the grain's dried so that we don't damage the quality of the grain. So when it's specially milled for either food grade or other special needs, it's not damaged. And our dryers that we use in the United States run on high heat and high volume and has a tendency to damage the grain prematurely. We might not notice it right away after it's discharged from the dryer, but after it goes through storage and a cooling stage and maybe a short storage, the grain tends to start to find some characteristics in the grain that might start cracking or cause some issues with the quality of the grain through processing into other types of, like, flour or tortilla chips or so forth like this. So in essence, when we're drying corn especially, is we delicately got to manage the type of heat and type of air that's exposed to the grain and the time it mounts to remove the moisture. And it's critical how that's done in a grain dryer. So our concerns were is to offer a dryer that would be more delicate to the grain in its artificial drying stages. The mixed airflow dryer has a little bit different design and how the air and heat passes through the grain column. And in essence, our dryers that we use in the United States most commonly are a tower dryer design with a 12-inch grain column with a very high CFM airflow and a very high heat, where grain temperatures could get up in the 140 to 150 degree range on the normal cases. On a food grade quality or any type of specialty grain quality, we want that grain temperature to stay at a low temperature, but we also don't want it to stay in the dryer very long. We want a short retention, and then we want a lower temperature so we don't damage the internal parts of the grain. That's hard to do with what we call a cross airflow type tower dryer. Very challenging, almost impossible to do. So what we do is we go from a 12-inch grain column, we go to like a 6-foot grain column. So we go from 12 inches to 72 inches, and then we lower the heat that's exposed to the grain so the grain doesn't exceed 100 to 120 degree grain temperature in the dryer. And then we're also very careful how we cool it, because once the grain has been heated up inside the dryer, we go through a cooling stage before it's discharged out of the dryer. We don't want to hit it with really cold air right away. And so the wider the grain column, and we're mixing outside ambient temperature air in with through the grain column, just like we are using the artificial heat, we're spreading that air through a larger grain column, 72 inches versus 12 inch. And so the grain is delicately exposed to the outside air more carefully, and it's at a lower temperature, so it's less harmful. So at your end product coming from a mixed airflow dryer, like the dryer that's at the TGM Neoga facility, it is a lot more delicate with the grain than versus, let's say, a tower dryer with a 12-inch grain column, which is what we call a cross airflow dryer. And so the outcome is better quality of grain when drying through a large, high-capacity grain dryer.
So this one in Neoga has been in there since for about a year, correct?
We started the dryer up and started doing testing work with the University of Illinois about mid-August last year. That dryer ran about a little over a million bushels of grain through the dryer. And we did three tests with the University of Illinois to get accurate data of how the grain, what the grain was like before entering the dryer, and then what the grain was after it left the dryer, and what type of efficiency as far as how much fuel we used, what type of electricity we used. And then we also measured the several things for like grain quality, stress cracks, the quality of the grain overall, moisture of the grain, so forth like that, to get some accurate data so we could talk about facts about the dryer and not overstating by guessing.
Well, you mentioned the energy efficiency of these dryers. Talk a little bit more about that. Does this actually save energy consumption in the drying process?
It's a very touchy subject with most operators in the Corn Belt because most operators measure how their dryer is performing by taking the law of averages of the total volume that went through the dryer and taking initial readings of their gas and electrical meters before and after. What we've found through all our testing is when comparing different types of dryers, unless there's a laboratory test done with the dryers next to each other, done at the same time, there's so many variables can change that when you start talking about efficiency, it's you're really stretching out there to determine which is accurate information. When we did our testing with the University of Illinois, we found that the certified USDA test meter that was in the scale office was off. We also found out that the utility meter, gas meter, was off significantly as well. So it's hard for us to talk about efficiencies unless we're talking about accurate data. But what we did find is comparing our dryer results with other laboratory research done at other universities on cross airflow dryers and other dryers that are commonly used in the Corn Belt area, is we did see a significant difference as far as how much energy it required to dry the grain. and which we were very impressed with. And that's very common with a mixed airflow type dryer design.
What type of energy source are you using? Is this propane or electricity or what?
On the commercial elevator, meaning that the facility is merchandising grain versus a farm who is drying for reproduction, there is a significant difference of how we're measuring based on what type of fuel they're using. So on our commercial grain elevators, which is our main focus, is using natural gas. Other types of gases, like liquid petroleum, propane conversion, they're not as economical because the gas, the volume of gas per the cost of gas is a lot more expensive than natural gas. So in our comparison, we're using natural gas, and we're also using usually higher voltage as far as electricity to run the fans and so forth. So we're basing everything off of 480-volt three-phase electricity, and we're basing it off of natural gas.
Well, you mentioned that you started this project in response to what you saw as a market a demand for this type of dryer. What has the reaction been for the growers in that area around Neoga since you put the dryer in a year ago?
Our purchasers of the GM were skeptical, of course, because the dryer looks like something they'd never seen before. It's not common. And so they were skeptical. And there was a lot of confidence building to allow us to put the dryer in. We did go to Canada, up in Ontario, into our Great Lakes facilities to show them some dryers of this similar design to give them that confidence. And when you go into Ontario, Canada, this is the type of dryer that you see, because Ontario has some strict rules and regulations on energy efficiency and the control of environmental dust emissions, sound, and other pollutants that affects the consumer. So in Canada, this dryer is very common in that area. And they are also looking for dryers that are very delicate to the grain. So it was easy for us to take filtration up into the Ontario, into our Great Lakes LLC facilities, and see what was up there. And once that was established, now that they've operated this dryer, and they have multiple other facilities with our conventional cross airflow dryers, they're ecstatic about its performance, and probably wish that all their other dryers were just like this one for multiple other reasons we can discuss.
Now, you've got one going in Nebraska. Do you anticipate more demand in other areas of the country for this?
Yes, I really do, because what's going to happen is here at GrowMark, we're always proud of ourselves of being on the cutting edge, thinking about where the environment's going to be in the future. A couple things that will hit us really quick is these commercial grain elevators are going to be more regulated on emissions of dust, sound, and anything that affects the consumer. Way we're conducting grain drying right now, it could be a lot better. The other thing is energy efficiency. The cost of fuel is increasing, and it's going to cost more and more money to dry the same amount of corn, and our cost of production is going to go up as well. So in order for us to be productive and to be, marketable in their industry and competitive in the industry, we're going to have and look at things that are more efficient, costing less to operate, to dry the same amount of volume of corn. The other things happen in our industry is our production and how we handle it. We're doing more with less. So our production's going up 3 to 4% every year. We have less tools doing that. So we're always looking for ways to having, in this instance, a larger dryer to dry more volume of corn quicker in the same amount of time. So that becomes a big challenge with the type of dryers that we have in the market right now. As they get larger in capacity, drying capacity, they become maybe not so much fuel efficient or maybe not so much consideration of grain quality. The grain quality might start lacking. So the great thing about the mixed airflow dryer from Chief Industries is it's designed to dry much larger capacities, be more fuel efficient, and have better grain quality.
Yeah, this is great. Paul, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. We talked a lot about efficiencies of the dryer. It was probably not the reason why we really brought the dryer into the United States. There was a lot of issues going on with our conventional dryers that we occasionally have problems with. And that is the there's a perforated screen on the outside of the dryer that generally plugs up. And we have multiple catwalks walking around the dryers. And these dryers could be 120, 130 feet tall. And we have people up there with brooms trying to keep the screens clean. They can be a very dirty and a very hazardous environment. These dryers tend to plug up and catch on fire as well. And we were looking for a dryer that would not plug up and that we didn't have people up on the dryer 100, 120 feet up in the air with the broom cleaning. That this dryer would would be self-cleaning, and it would be less of a safety hazard where the dryer wouldn't plug up in dirty corn with a lot of foreign material or something that would cause the dryer to plug up. We wanted a dryer that would be able to handle large amounts of corn without plugging and then also having requirement of a lot of extra housekeeping. And this mixed airflow dryer is a big sale over that. This dryer be very rare for it to ever get plugged up because it's got big, larger openings for a lot of trash or high foreign material type grain to go through. It is self-cleaning. There's no reason to get up on high up in the air on the outside of the dryer to clean it because it's all self-cleaning. All the dust falls back down and goes back into the discharge. So that was a big seller. The other thing about the dryer that, unlike our conventional dryers that you see in the Corn Belt, is anytime you lose a blower that's blowing the air up through the dryer, our conventional dryers, anytime we lose a blower, and we generally would have three of these blowers inside the dryer. When those blowers go down, the dryer has to stop operating. It can't operate on two-thirds of those motors. It's either one or all of them or none. And when the dryer goes down in the commercial grain elevator, it's a lost opportunity of business because farmers will take their grain elsewhere. And so that window opportunity is usually about 2 to 4 weeks for most commercial grain elevators, especially in Illinois. And any time a motor goes down in the dryer, it's a lost opportunity. This Chief mixed airflow dryer has multiple fans. Anytime when the motors go down, the dryer can continue to operate. We have ways to blocking off the dryer, and the dryer can continue to operate, and the motor can be serviced and replaced at their convenience without having a shutdown. Another huge savings to commercial grain elevator. The motors that operate the blowers in the dryer in the Chief mixed airflow dryer are much smaller compared to what's in our conventional dryer on the same size capacity. In essence, like a 5,000 bushel per hour dryer that would remove 5 points of moisture. In a conventional tower cross airflow dryer, we would see 225 horsepower. Compared to the Chief mixed airflow dryer, we would see about 150 horsepower. So we're using less horsepower to dry the same amount of corn, and we're using smaller motors that are more serviceable. And if we do lose one of the blower motors, the dryer can still operate. And they can still dry corn. The capacity's reduced a little bit, but they're still operating. And the final thing is, with this dryer, it uses a very high efficient burner called a Vitop. It's a German-made blower that's used in many factories here in Illinois and Iowa for any anywhere from blast furnaces to just natural heating at a large building. Very high efficient blower, and it operates at a very low gas pressure versus what we see on a conventional cross airflow dryer, which uses very high gas pressure. So we have a lot of facilities that have natural gas available, but they cannot put a larger dryer in its place because the natural gas line cannot be increased. The Chief mixed airflow dryer has that capability of using lower gas pressure and could be put in other facilities with lower capable utility gas lines. So it operates in a very high fuel efficiency, and it uses lower gas pressure. So it works in other areas where a conventional tower dryer would not. Those are key selling points in our industry that we're really tackling. And we kind of leave out the fuel efficiency because there's so many variables you're dealing with. We don't want to develop an argument which one's more efficient. We're more concerned about the quality of the grain as it's discharged from the dryer, that we've got the highest quality we can, and that we are working safely in producing a dryer that is more urban and community friendly, being less dusty, less noise, pollution, and so forth.
Well, all right, Paul, thanks a lot. We'll look forward to hearing more about this grain dryer and more going in around the country in the months and years to come. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.